after inheriting a $1 trillion deficit, I signed $2 trillion of spending cuts into law.
He signed spending cuts? $2 trillion in spending cuts?
They cut some stuff.
What he was saying is that after over the next 10 years, instead of increasing spending by the $10 trillion I wanted to, I'll increase it by just $7.5 trillion. I mean, isn't that deceit?
Well, it's kind of going
on. Calling it a $2 trillion spending cut?
Well, listen, it's easy in kind of broad strokes to say, oh, gee, we shouldn't spend all this money, okay? But the real challenge is looking at these things and making judgments, value judgments, about what it is that we want to do as a society. Do we want to spend money on defense? Do we want to educate our kids? Do we want to have cops and firefighters? Do we want decent roads?
Cops and firefighters, that's local government's responsibility.
Well, sometimes the federal government gets into that.
He said he was going to end these wars. He's keeping an embassy with 15,000 Americans in Iraq. He wants to spend more on defense, not as much as Romney, but more. He wants to spend on everything.
Right. Well, listen. I'm not going to disagree with you and fight you on every one of these issues, because there are some things that I wish we would cut. I mean, I do...